We start in Ukraine. On August 24th, the nation marks 34 years of independence. Eric Mock from Slavic Gospel Association says independence brought growth to the church.
Ukraine, for the most part, was the Bible Belt of all the former Soviet Union countries. So they were not only growing in their country, but they were sending missionaries all over the world. And so the church was thriving.
When war came, churches reshaped ministry to meet the need, with SGA providing support. Mock recalls asking a Chernihiv pastor why he stayed. The pastor replied,
"My people were here, therefore I will not go."
This courage reflects biblical love for one's neighbor, as well as the resolve that has marked Ukraine's fight for independence. To learn how you can pray, visit missionnews.org. Next, a quick history lesson to understand current events. The Milan Congress of 1880 caused massive damage to the global deaf community. Instead of using sign language that was most natural to them, deaf children were forced to learn using oral methods. Door International's Rob Myers explains.
The idea of oral education is the idea of using lip reading and speech therapy rather than sign language.
Thankfully, teachers met this summer in Rome to reverse the 1880 decision.
Very, very different meeting. Many, many deaf people present. And their emphasis was, we need to stop oral-only education and recognize that sign language is the language of deaf people.
We'll explain the connection to gospel work in tomorrow's report. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.